Hi, everybody. This is Micha Sifri from Personal Democracy Forum, and welcome back to our ongoing series of Personal Democracy Plus conference calls with people who are making change happen using technology, the movers, the shakers, the innovators. Every other week, we bring you a conversation with folks who are doing cutting-edge work in the field, and this week is it's a special pleasure to be focusing on the gigantic community news website Reddit, reddit.com is the site, and we are going to be looking at how Reddit works and in particular how you can organize a political community there and do some really surprising things with all the volunteer energy that, that flows through that site every day. And to help us understand the whole political ecosystem of Reddit, we're going to be joined by Eric Martin, who is the general manager of the site, and Eddie Geller, who is a Redditor, just a regular user of the site, who a couple months back got very fired up over the issue of net neutrality and wrote a post on Reddit that ended up helping him and some other folks actually launch what became a political action committee, a real-life organization that is mobilizing people who care about that issue to raise money and trying to affect the political debate. So welcome, guys. So just to start off, I was hoping Eric, the general manager of Reddit, Eric, if you would maybe just give us some big picture. You know, what is Reddit? How big? How many people are on the site on a daily basis? How does it work?
Sure. Hey, everybody. So I'm Eric Martin. I'm the general manager of Reddit. And Reddit is about 6 years old, a little more than 6 years old. It is currently one of the top 50 websites in the U.S. and top 100 in the world. We get about 2 billion page views a month, which makes us bigger than CNN, New York Times, Match.com, et cetera. So, you know, big traffic site. And what Reddit really is sort of a community of people sharing things they're interested in. So it could be links to news articles. It could be just rants they're posting in text. It could be questions they're asking about something they read or something that's not working right in a video game they're playing. It could be, you know, comics they're drawing. Could be links to videos, anything like that. And people share these, and they get voted up and down by other users. And then everyone's front page is sort of this very fast churning assortment of these different links or pieces of content. And the big difference between Reddit, I think, especially in the context of you know, using it as a tool for organizing, is that any Redditor can make a subreddit. And so what that is that's a subsection of the site that creator has, you know, a fair amount of control over how to use it. So people have, we don't have, you know, we have some big categories, things like videos, world news, sports, but then we also have a bunch of sort of subreddits that were started by users that have kind of become their own little communities and you know, have you know, get a bunch of traffic and attention in their own right. One example is a subreddit called IAMA. IAMA was started a couple years ago just by a random Redditor, and the format, sort of rhetorical format of it, is someone comes on and says, I am a congressman from Washington State, ask me anything. I am a high school teacher who got fired because I hugged a student, ask me anything. I am, you know, whatever. So that subreddit, you know, routinely gets, you know, kind of celebrities, both national and local politicians come on and do things, and people also, you know, kind of ordinary people whose story is remarkable or particularly newsworthy or just funny. So other ways this sort of Reddit platform is being used that might be of interest here is people will use it for local communities. So almost every city or even, you know, town in the U.S., every college has their own subreddit. Some of the, in the big cities, New York, San Francisco, Austin, et cetera, people are doing something almost every day just within this sort of Reddit community. And it's, you know, doing something offline every day. Maybe going to a movie, maybe playing board games, maybe having a big party at a bar, maybe doing something with a protest, whatever, right? So, you know, if it's a local issue, you know, that's a whole different kind of section of Reddit that I think might be really interesting to watch. But it's an open platform. So I hope we have more and more experimentation and people doing things like what Eddie's done and people trying things at the local level or national or even international level. So.
That's a great overview, Eric. But when, if somebody just comes to the site kind of green, visiting it for the first time, there are certain signposts, right, that they encounter that you guys who are managing the site are making some choices, right? I mean, you don't point out every single subreddit that can be found. You obviously are making some choices about, you know, ones to, you know, how to organize information and you know, there may be hundreds of politics subreddits, but if I go to the site, you know, I'll see about, I don't know, two dozen that you've picked out to highlight. Is there any, you know, method to how you decide what is important or, you know, deserves more attention? Is there, you know, are there any metrics or algorithms working here that you know, you have to hit a certain bar and then
yeah.
How does that work?
So our front page is fairly, I mean, even if you're not sent in, it's fairly dynamic and fluid, and things can get on there very quickly. But there are, the first time you either sign up for an account or if you're visiting the site and not signed in, as most people are. I mean, most people are not signed in, sorry. So when you just come to the site, you will see basically the top posts from, you know, about 20 different subreddits that are basically the most popular subreddits. So that front page you see, you know, the top 20, it'll be the top 25 things across all of those subreddits. So, you know, they're going to be mixed and all kind of mixed in together. And basically the algorithm is, you know, essentially the number of people that voted up minus the number of people that voted down. And then, you know, this basically the time factor, you know, how quickly something got a certain number of votes or how long it's been since then. So that there's a good fresh churn all the time. Mm-hmm. When you sign up, then you can customize that kind of front page experience by unsubscribing or subscribing to other subreddits. In which case, when you, you know, come to the site, your front page may be very different than before you signed in. And as far as, you know, kind of, you know, what it means or what it takes for something to break through, we, you know, even though we are trying to make it a little more fluid, there's still, you know, kind of a threshold where something, quote, hits the front page, which means that it's possible that people who are not logged in see it on the first page of the site. Links that get posted there, you know, you're talking, you know, tens of thousands of views for anything that, quote, hits the front page. And, you know, since it really depends what subreddit it is, the time of day, the speed at which it gets votes. But, you know, usually things on the front page have, you know, hundreds or thousands of votes and, you know, hundreds or thousands of comments as well.
Is there, I mean, I think at one point you told me you get about 500,000 unique visitors a day. Is that roughly?
We get about 1 million a day.
1 million a day.
Yeah.
And that's mostly from the United States or all over?
It's probably about 70% domestic and 30% international. And one of the nice things is that it seems like compared to most sites, the you know, particularly something like Facebook and even to an extent Twitter, there's a nice mix of international people participating and offering kind of perspective in a positive way in the domestic, you know, in the U.S. political discussion or when people are talking about, you know, high-speed rail or something like that. I don't see quite as much cross-pollination.
Or,
on some other sites.
Is it all in English, or are there Reddits in other languages?
The majority of it, even in you know, countries outside, you know, the English-speaking ones, the majority of it is in English. But we do have, you know, Reddit. There's a version of Reddit in, you know, I think like 50 different languages, including pirate. So,
wow.
We have a
That's pretty impressive. And are there, when in terms of those million people who visit every day, how many of them are visit as like signed in regular visitors, and how many of them are, you know, folks who are just coming to the site because it's kind of an interesting barometer of what people are talking about?
Yeah, so I mean, the general rule of thumb on the web, no matter what site you're talking about, is 90% of the people are not signed in,
mm-hmm.
and 10% of the people are.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say Reddit is pretty close to that. I think, you know, when we look at the numbers, we're more like maybe 85-15 or 80-20, but the majority of people are not signed in. So 80 to 90% of people are just kind of, you know, passively browsing. But that's kind of what you see all over the web.
Right. So what that means is that 80 to 90% are encountering either the homepage for a not, you know, that hasn't been customized,
mm-hmm.
Per your own interests, or they're actually coming to the site through a link that someone has shared to a specific post, where maybe they're, you know, attracted to a conversation around a particular topic. And then do people hang out on the site for a while? Do they bounce around?
Yeah, people, I mean, we have our you know, time on site, which is the average time someone spends when they, you know, for each session. So mm-hmm. the average time on site is about 17 minutes,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, it's there for, you know, I mean, it's extremely high. You know, YouTube is a little higher. Facebook
mm-hmm.
is about the same, but I mean, 17-minute time on site, people spend a lot of time on Reddit.
Right.
And for a lot of, you know, for a lot of people, that is the internet for them.
Yeah.
For the people who use it a lot, that's, you know, they go to other places, but it's all kind of through the lens of Reddit.
And does Reddit take any advertising, or can you sponsor a link or anything like that, or is it all grassroots?
Right. So we make some of our revenue from kind of premium memberships from our users, and it's really just a way to for them to kind of show their support. They get a couple extra features, but it's really just a way for them to kind of pay for the site they enjoy. And then we also do have advertising, and the advertising is sort of the vernacular of a Reddit post, you know, much the same way that sponsored tweets or the way that, you know, Google paid search results are kind of shown next to, you know, similar things. So we have these sponsored links, and people can have, it's nice because you can have comments, so it's a great way for people to get feedback and, you know, also get some attention to their site or their app or their fundraiser or whatever, and
mm-hmm.
you can target those by subreddit. So you
mm-hmm.
can target them locally, you can target them by just people who are libertarian engineers, whatever.
That's interesting. I'll have to dig into that a bit further maybe later in the call. One last question, and then I'm going to turn to Eddie. Just if you had to describe the culture of Reddit, you know, what are the values of its users? You know, is there anything, you know, I mean, I've certainly noticed there seems to be a lot of helping. You know, there's a certain degree of, you know, if somebody asks for help, describes their personal situation in authentic terms, frequently people will just help them. So I'm wondering, you know, first of all, if you'd comment on that, and you know, what else, what other signs, you know, what to you is the Reddit culture, if you could put
sure.
some flesh
so,
on that.
Yeah, so I mean, I think the kind of underlying culture that sometimes expresses itself in those, you know, kind of altruistic sort of movements is just that people, you know, Reddit people say yes to things. They kind of see a good idea and say, okay, yeah, what else can I do to this? How could I add on to this? I want to be a part of this. This looks like fun. This thing's getting momentum. I want to be a part of the story rather than just, you know, sit back and watch it. And you know, that has to do with, you know, the people that come to Reddit, you know, don't just want to read about the news. They want to comment on it. They want to vote it. They want to help try to decide what's important. They want to ask a question that may, you know, wind up, you know, making it into the conversation. So when something happens and someone says, hey, my house burned down and I don't know what to do, or someone like Eddie comes and says, hey, I have this idea for a project. I haven't really thought it through, but it just feels like the right thing to do. People will jump in and say, well, yes, Eddie, that is the right thing to do. And we're, you know, we are behind you and we want to get involved and this sounds fun and we'd rather be a part of it than not be a part of it. So a lot of times that does, you know, kind of, taking, you know, an altruistic or, you know, sort of, even sometimes I'm with activist beat, sometimes, but you know, you see the same thing when, you know, sort of a joke or a meme starts on Reddit. People say, oh, I want to be a part of this. I want to try my hand at, you know, kind of remixing it or you know, evolving it. And it's pretty cool. And it's, you know, these things, there's not many other places where anyone who doesn't have a following can just come on and kind of throw an idea out there or post a video. And I don't know, I mean, the Texas judge who beat his daughter, that video was originally posted to Reddit. So there are not many places where someone can post a video or an idea and be, you know, on the Today Show a couple of days later. Who is not a power user or doesn't, you know, not famous or have a bunch of Twitter followers or have an email list. And at the same time, and you know, this is important to remember too, Reddit's not just a distribution platform in the way that sometimes Twitter and Facebook are. So if you come on and just kind of spam out your own ideas or spam out your own links, or, you know, if Eddie came on every day and said, hey, donate to my PAC without, you know, really being a part of the community, the tolerance for that is zero on Reddit. So it's for people who are participating, it's a much safer way for them to participate without then being, you know, haunted for the rest of their lives by people following them with mailers and email newsletters and stuff.
I have one more question that's coming out of the Twitter stream before we turn to Eddie. This comes from PDF friend Rich Robbins, who asks, do you have demographic info about Reddit's users? And also, is there an API, an application programming interface, so people can have functionality from Reddit onto other sites?
Yes. So demographically, Reddit, you know, depending on whose demographics you trust, Reddit is, you know, primarily 20 to 35-year-old, probably skews 70-30 male. Again, 70-30 U.S. versus international. It's a fairly, you know, fairly well-educated, you know, or kids in college income, and it's, you know, it really started as a, you know, started kind of in the programmer and engineer and geek space, and it's still very much in that, although there are areas of Reddit that are just for, you know, just for each sports team has a subreddit. You know, we have all different kinds of you know, political subreddits. But overall, it's people who are, you know, engineers in the sciences, programming, and, you know, kind of pop culture-wise, you know, aligned towards kind of geek-type things. API, yes, Reddit does have. I mean, we are also open source, which we're, you know, very proud of and has led to some great things. And we do have an API. It is, you know, I'll be honest, it's not the best documented and sort of, you know, it's probably not the best people out there seen, but people have made a lot of really interesting things with the Reddit API. Now, integrating it with a site, there are also some widgets we have to showcase, you know, some top links from your domain on your site, or, you know, the top Reddit stories from any given subreddit. But we don't let sites add too much functionality from Reddit, like for example, comments and things like that, just because Reddit, you know, the culture and the kind of experience on Reddit is very different than it might be on a different site. And, you know, we want to kind of keep that, keep, you know, the context and the community of Reddit on Reddit, because, you know, other sites have different, you know, sort of communities and rules and contexts, and you wind up in having problems when you try to have both at the same time.
Good point. Okay, so Eddie Geller, I want to pull you into the conversation. Give us your story. How did you start using Reddit, and at what point did you decide, oh, I'm going to, you know, try and organize something with it? You know, how much of an accident was it, and what have you learned along the way?
Well, yeah, when Eric says that I had posted it without fully thinking it through, I think that's being very generous to the minimal amount of thought that was put into it when I started it. But I will say, I started, you know, visiting Reddit a few years ago and really loved the community that was on Reddit, and found that people, you know, felt the same way about politics that I did.
Right.
And I'm not an engineer, and I'm not too technically savvy. I up until very recently, I lived in Los Angeles. I moved out there to be an actor and comedian, but Reddit was a great place to find other people who, you know, were reading the same things I was reading, and it was an interesting time, because I think when I first started going to Reddit, there was, I'm just speaking, you know, sort of personally, like, there was a lot of, like, frustration, I think, like, beginning to build from Obama and, you know, some disenchantment there. And that's not, there weren't a huge amount of places on the web to find other people who felt that way, but it just so happened that Reddit seemed to be a lot of people there who were, you know, reading the same blogs and having the same frustrations. So anyway, you know, I'd been on Reddit, just, you know, reading stuff, posting stories occasionally. And what happened, how I got really involved, was one night I was reading this article on rawstory.com, and it said, GOP wins in Congress, effectively doom net neutrality. And this is November 7th of last year, so it was, you know, right after the new elections. And, you know, my understanding of net neutrality at the time was just this completely benevolent thing, you know. And so it was just so mind-blowing to think that we're going to have this new Congress, and this wonderful thing, net neutrality, is going to be brushed aside. And, you know, the way the story is presented is like, oh, and there's nothing you can do about it. Say goodbye to net neutrality. So I posted that article, and you can write your own headlines, which is an interesting thing, because sometimes there are people who don't want you to editorialize a headline, but I think those are sometimes the best to read. But that's not necessarily everyone on Reddit agrees. But anyway, so I posted this article about net neutrality being doomed, and I wrote the headline as, you know what, F this idea that we can't get anything done with a Republican Congress. If we want net neutrality or anything else, then we need to demand it. And I said, I propose a Reddit political action committee, not committed to any party or politician, just good policy. And so I posted this right before I went to bed, and had just, you know, sort of posted it out of frustration, and, you know, maybe thought I was a little bit clever. I think anyone who posts anything on Reddit, you know, is curious to see if it'll be popular, because I think there's just, like, a very human thing to, like, you want to think that the thing you're sharing other people will like. So, you know, I posted this. Hopefully next morning other people would, you know, think this was interesting, and absolutely having no intentions of actually starting a Reddit political action committee. But if someone else, I thought, well, if someone else wants to do it, you know, they can go for it. So I woke up the next morning, and thousands of people had seen it, and there were hundreds of comments, and so I was pretty blown away. And my first comment on the post was, if anyone wants to do this, I'll give them, you know, I give $100 towards this. So I'm still, like, not buying into the fact that I'm going to do this. And then, you know, so as more posts come on, I'm realizing, if I don't do this, no one else is going to do it. And it seemed like an interesting enough idea that I didn't want to just pass it by. So what I did is I created a subreddit, like Eric's talking about. You know, I just created a reddit.com/r/RPAC, RPAC, Reddit Political Action Committee, and told people to start joining it. And people went on the subreddit, and I also set up an email. And so people just started submitting their ideas on the subreddit because you can just post, you know, whatever you want. And so, you know, people were posting ideas and we were deciding, you know, how we were going to all communicate with each other. We eventually ended up just having a bunch of meetings in IRC chat rooms because that was just the best way for us to all communicate. And I think it was either that day or the next day is when I got an email from someone at the Daily Beast. And I think that speaks to what Eric is talking about, is that, like, there's not a lot of places where you can post something, just be a dude, post something, it's popular, and all of a sudden, you know, you get an email from a major news organization. So, yeah, the Daily Beast wrote a piece about it, and that got picked up by Gawker, and then actually, as I'm sure you know, Tech President wrote something on it. And so it very quickly became, at least in my life, a very big deal. And so over the next couple weeks, we had meetings in IRC chat rooms, and we, you know, we were deciding, should we be a 527? Should we be an official PAC?
At this point, just to be really clear, how many people at this point are participating?
Actively participating, I'd say maybe, you know, a few dozen people who are posting ideas and posting comments. And I think at that time there were maybe, you know, 600 or 700 subscribers on the channel, or on the subreddit.
Right. And at this point, do you know who these people are? Or are you still just sort of handles on a screen, semi-anonymous?
Yeah, I mean, completely handles on a screen, you know. And so, yeah, we're deciding what we want to, you know, what we want to do. And, you know, eventually we come to this decision that we do want to fight for net neutrality. It was sort of this thing that kicked us off and everyone felt very passionate about it. And so, you know, we decided that. We actually decided we would be a 501c4 organization because that type of legal entity gave us the flexibility we would want to, you know, to be able to do what it, at least at the time, we thought we would be wanting to do. And so as soon as that happened, as soon as we decided on net neutrality, that's when I heard from Free Press, this media reform organization that runs SaveTheInternet.com, who has, you know, been working on net neutrality for years now. And so they contacted us and said, hey, do you want to work with us? We're doing this petition drive. It was right before the FCC had their meeting last December on net neutrality. So it was actually a very good time to get into the net neutrality fight. And so we said, of course, we want to work with you. So, you know, we did this petition drive with them, you know, helped them gather. They brought 2 million signatures to the FCC, so we helped them get, you know, a few thousand, which was, you know, just amazing to us to, you know, be part of that and, you know, to even have a little, to be able to be a little bit of a help to them. So I flew out to D.C. and I delivered petitions with them, and I actually ended up having a phone conversation with one of the FCC commissioners, Minion Clyburn, about net neutrality, which was crazy to me because it was only 6 weeks after I had made this post. All of a sudden I was on the phone with one of the FCC commissioners telling her about how, you know, the rules for wireless net neutrality were not strong enough. So it was just kind of funny to me, but it was great and it was amazing. And then we did that. And then in February, we actually ran this campaign that was Valentine's for net neutrality, which is we had people go to our website and fill out this little online form. You can make a Valentine for Al Franken, who's great on net neutrality, and for Kay Bailey Hutchinson, who is not a big fan of net neutrality, but we thought, you know, maybe if we did something sweet, we could get into our good graces. So we did that. We, you know, a few thousand people participated in that, and I went back to D.C. and delivered these Valentines. And this is like, you know, we've all been sort of learning. We're still all volunteers, but I mean, it's Reddit, you know, has allowed us without an email list, which is, you know, normally what an advocacy organization needs to have. But without an email list, we're able to get out to people who care about this issue.
So, the organization is now called the Open Source.
Right.
And it's not, so Political Action Committee makes it sound like you're, you know, raising money to, you know, support or defeat candidates. Are you actually doing that, or is it really shifted directed more in the direction of just being an advocacy organization that is, you know, trying to educate people about this issue?
Yeah, the latter. We, you know, we've discussed a lot about whether we would want to run ads for or against candidates. And the, one of the things about being a C4 is we can still do some of that if we decide. But net neutrality, and it's something that actually, you know, has been in the news a lot with the recent resolution of disapproval in the Senate, which I won't, you know, dive too deep into. But so it's actually – we're in actually an interesting time for net neutrality where there's not a ton of policy action going to be happening on it right now. But there's still a lot more people who just need to know this is an issue, and there are – will be, you know, this is just something that people of the internet are going to have to fight to keep it this, you know, free and open medium. So that's sort of our direction is advocacy and education. And if we, you know, if we need to step into the fray of an election, I mean, that's something we definitely feel like we could do.
So let me just be clear about some of the brass tacks of what you're doing. It's all volunteer?
Yeah, all volunteer.
And how much time would you say that you're personally spending on it?
Well, it's interesting. It sort of it comes in waves. So, you know, for you know, if we're in the middle of something very heavy, I could be spending, you know, 20 hours, 30 hours a week on something. And, you know, when we're sort of in the, you know, off of that, it can just be, you know, 5 to 10 hours a week. Yeah, and we're actually in an interesting, you know, sort of pivot phase because the original idea is we'd start with net neutrality and we'd find other issues that, you know, not specifically just the Reddit community cares about, but that is our base. So, you know, we're trying to, you know, figure out where, you know, what our next thing will be that we take on and how we grow and how we move forward. And I think it's an interesting time for all activists with Occupy Wall Street because I think everyone is – sort of waiting to see what happens with that because they've, in a great way, I think, sort of sucked all the air out of the activist room. Not all of it, but, you know, like, if you're an activist, like, you, no matter what your issue is, I mean, at least on quote unquote our side, if you're gonna say progressives or left leaning or whatever, you know, everyone has an eye on what's happening with Occupy Wall Street and how does that affect what, you know, our organization does. So it's a,
right.
It's a really interesting time.
Sure, that's for sure. But just to stay on the nature of the community that you have. So do you have members? Do you have donors? Or do you just sort of have this kind of vague, you know, community of people who, you know, sort of visit your subreddit and check in? I mean, you know, I don't want to push you to into old containers that don't necessarily, you know, work as well as describing what this is, but I think it's important to understand, you know, it isn't just Eddie. You know, how many regulars would you say are invested in building this, and how do you?
Well, I mean, yeah, well, that's I mean, and that's a great question. I mean, so we have. So we have 2,400 people on our subreddit. The people who are on conference calls regularly is about half a dozen of us who are talking about, like, you know, what our campaign's going to be and, you know, where we're going. And then, you know, it is sort of like a more free-flowing thing. We do have an email list, which we use, but, you know, Reddit is sort of our go-to. So it can be sort of hard to gauge you know, how many people are going to be, you know, actively in it because you're sort of throwing it out there and, you know, your campaign, you know, sort of lives or dies by its, meritocracy, you know, according to the people on Reddit.
So you're very much using the site's own, if you will, filtering tools or polling tools to judge if an idea is, you know, timely and interesting to people, which I think means that you're, in some degree, you're bound by the sort of daily ups and downs of, you know, where people's attention is, as opposed to, like, okay, we've got a really solid organization and we can sort of work on a long-term plan. You're more like a flash I hate to call it a flash mob, but, you know, you have a certain element of that kind of come together at a moment when the mood is striking people, but no expectation that, you know, every day is going to be like that.
Yeah, and, it's still such a, such a learning curve and, learning experience for me. You know, how does one use Reddit as an advocacy tool? And, and I mean, that's, you know, why we're talking right now. But, I think Reddit, it's such an interesting platform. And I think as Eric was sort of speaking to, it's just like one of many things you can use Reddit for. But I think, you know, to both its, to its credit and its detriment, it does have this sort of, this is what we're excited about now, or, you know, we're not as excited about this. And so you don't get as many upvotes and you don't have as much participation. I think hopefully the place we want to get to is to be able to take the best of both worlds of having this established, you know, email list, people you can count on, and then, you know, be able to focus the surge of attention when that comes.
Does, in your experience so far, and, you know, Eric, feel free to jump in on this question too, and then I'm going to also invite people who are listening to start thinking of questions you may want to ask. But can you think of anything that, you know, just on your experience of watching people try things, any advice for either, you know, don't make this mistake because you'll just embarrass yourself on Reddit, or, you know, do the following things because they're more likely to, you know, hit a nerve?
Well, I would say that, you know, to the extent that I've had any success, it's because I feel like I have a decent handle on what the community is, you know, likes and dislikes. And I think that just, if you're an activist and you want to use Reddit, you know, I would definitely say you have to spend some time there and get to know the community. Cause if you just, if you come in there and you bring something that the community just would have no interest in, you're not going to find any success. But when you start to, you know, you spend any time there, if anyone was surfing Reddit, and there's still a plenty of it today, you'd realize like how much Reddit was on top of this Stop Online Piracy Act. And so, and there was much of the internet that was on top of it, and the Reddit community was as loud as anyone. So those are like sort of the little things. Like if you had an organization that was working, you know, to fend off internet censorship from, you know, government legislation, you would, you know, stumble upon Reddit and say, oh, this is a great community for my message. And you, I think you'd find success. And I think actually someone posted to that effect today, like, thank you for 30,000 signatures on my White House petition. So it's about knowing the community, I think.
But any tips for people who are new on, like, how do you get to know it?
I think it's just clicking around. If, you know, just the experience of spending a week seeing what gets to the top of the politics page and what gets to the top of the technology page, you start to see both the subject matter and also the tone. I mean, I think what you put as your headline can actually matter a lot. And, you know, how you sort of, I wish I could have something off the top of my head about specifics, but, people respond to, calls to arms, and if you're writing, you know, if you're trying to point to your action and you're posting on Reddit and it's somewhat vanilla of like petition to, you know, stop the Protect IP Act, it might not get as much attention as like, you know, Protect IP is going to, you know, block all these sites. We're fighting back, you know, and then link to your petition. So it's like, you know, I think it's like any news organization, you know, you're sort of your own editor, you know, what's going to catch people's attention. I think that is definitely something to keep in mind.
The other thing too is that, you know, in general, and I'm sure there's plenty of counterexamples, but in general, the Reddit community does a pretty good job of basically being able to tell, you know, what's, you know, sort of BS marketing copy, even when it's about an issue they care about, and what a message from someone like Eddie at 2 a.m. when he has this idea.
Is 2 a.m. the best time to push something?
The best time, no, I mean, the point is that the best time to push something is when you, you know, when you can't not talk about it, right? So the best time to push something is when you feel so strong that you just have to do something or feel compelled or inspired to write something. And, you know, in general, the community does a pretty good job of telling the difference between that and, you know, sort of, you know, just, oh, we're going to do a campaign for this today, and I, you know, this, you know, they can tell when there's actual emotion and passion behind something and when it's, you know, something that's scripted. I mean, one of the top, I'll give you an example of some, kind of some of the, you know, the difference. One of the top posts today in politics says, the right to assemble is being crushed. The internet is on the verge of censorship. The legislative body of the most powerful nation in human history is about to declare pizza a vegetable. We are no longer citizens. We're the sane inmates in an asylum run by psychopaths and sociopaths. So that's the top political post at the moment on Reddit. And that wasn't, you know, it's very colorful and compelling language I think most people agree to some or all of it, but, you know, it's not something that would be written by a professional copywriter, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the just one last little thing. And if you're getting to know the Reddit community, read the comments. Because I know that anytime before I even read an article, oftentimes I'll go to the comments. And one of the things that I just love about Reddit, and I think so many Redditors love, is that Reddit is really good on this BS detection meter. And often the top comment, if the article is misleading, the top comment will be calling out how the article, the headline is misleading. And I think that gives you further insight into how the people on Reddit think.
Right, right. That's very interesting. Can take a pause here and see if there's anybody who's listening who wants to ask a question. What you need to do is hit *6 on your phone, and hopefully we'll be able to hear your question. And if not, I'll keep the conversation going, but take a pause. So far, no questions. So let me ask you this. Is there, you know, Eric, in your experience, wait, actually, I see someone who wants to ask a question. Let's see if I can unmute your phone.
Hey, Mika, hello. It's Rich Robbins.
Go ahead.
I tweeted a question. I'm not sure if it got picked up because I stepped away for a second, but do you know the demographics of people who are using Reddit?
Yes, it was covered, Rich.
Oh, I apologize. I'm sorry.
Other questions pending? Okay, so let me ask you, in terms of other groups like Eddie's, Eric, I mean, are you seeing a lot of this kind of spontaneous combustion happening? Or another way to answer this is, have you seen organized groups come onto the site and succeed in kind of hitting the chord and, you know, kind of resonating with the community? Or is there really something about being, you know, in some ways just like Eddie, a you know, somebody you've never heard of who's just passionate about something?
Sure. So, I mean, outside groups usually have success when they do something, you know, remarkable. They're planning something. They have a new way to communicate something. They, you know, have a new way of, you know, sort of conveying information about a bill or a cause or something like that.
Mm.
Or do something, you know, that really gets people's attention. As far as doing actual work on Reddit, there are some that, you know, probably, you know, are, you know, I mean, EFF probably, you know, gets a bunch of money from Redditors, and all of their big issues are widely discussed on Reddit. But most of the time, outside groups who come in, you know, fail miserably because they think they don't take the time to read Reddit. They just want to push their message out, and that's not really what Reddit's about. So they oftentimes have problems, as do a lot of bloggers, even very big ones. Some of the biggest blogs and sites in the, you know, in the space have been banned on Reddit one time or another for trying to game the system. You know, so we don't care if you're trying to game the system to promote a cause we agree with or not. If you're, you know, if we find out people are kind of cheating to get their story out, they're going to be banned. And then we've done that to some outside groups who are basically trying to game the system to get their message. We've done that as well.
Can you say a bit more about what happens if you start a subreddit and then, you know, lots of people start joining? What is the person who starts that subreddit, what kind of administrative powers do they have, number one? And then number two, I've certainly seen other subreddits form below that. For example, at the moment, you know, there's a big Occupy Wall Street subreddit. It seems to have more than 20,000 participants on it. And then nested in that, there are a variety of individual ones tied to particular cities. So, which is all very cool, but what does it mean, you know, from the administrative side? What kind of powers do the users have, and how do you make sure that they're not abusing them?
Sure. So you create a subreddit, you have the power to, you know, modify it, modify the CSS, modify all the text descriptions. You have the ability also to moderate, to basically delete, remove any comments or any posts. And what that means, too, is that you kind of have the sort of editorial or rhetorical power, too, to say, like, okay, this subreddit is only for, you know, things related to, you know, Illinois state politics. Like, if you submit something that is not specifically Illinois state politics, we're just going to ban it, not because it's spam or, you know, whatever, but just because it doesn't, you know, we're going to edit it out, essentially. So that's a very, you know, and once those sort of, you know, sort of rhetorical or topical frameworks are established, you know, the vast majority of people stick to them. So, you know, you don't, when people
but
go
you still
to,
have to
you know,
them, right? I mean,
you do, but I mean, if you have a cognitive science subreddit and say, like, if it's not about cognitive, you know, or, you know, if it's not about cognitive science, it's going to be removed. You know, once you kind of establish that and get a community going there, you're probably not going to have too many off-topic things submitted.
Right, right. But obviously the community, it's not like the community polices itself. There's still an editorial role here that has to, somebody's got to do the work.
There is, but I mean, the community does, you know, a remarkably good job of policing itself, you know, when it comes to spam, when it comes to things that are off topic, when it comes to, you know, one of the rules we have on Reddit is no sort of personal information. So if someone posts, you know, someone's phone number or something like that, or a link to a Facebook page, it gets removed very quickly by just, you know, kind of, we have systems in place that can help when a bunch of readers report something that helps. So it's not, you know, it needed a lot of the kind of volunteer moderators for these different subreddits do a ton of work, but there are kind of, the community does a lot of the heavy lifting too. Mm-hmm. And the same with us. I mean, Reddit is only, you know, we're about 10 people.
Yeah,
so
it's amazing.
You know,
it's amazing. Yeah. But just to this point, so then if you're creating – see, one of the things that I was hoping to drill down a little bit further, you know, that I'm learning as I listen, and I think it's worth stating explicitly, you know, what Eddie did was, you know, kind of responding to a deep impulse that he felt that, you know, whatever – the election triggered for him. It obviously triggered the same thing for a bunch of other people. But if Eddie had, like, you know, had the flu for the next 3 days and not responded by creating a subreddit, then that moment to sort of gather the folks who most cared about, you know, being politically active on Reddit, it might have passed, right? Or it might have fallen to somebody else to start it, and that person's pet issue, or, you know, they might have cared about net neutrality, but they might care more about something else, and, you know, so it might have gone off in another direction. So some of this is you have to respond quickly, and if you don't, then, you know, the sort of people's attention will naturally flow in other directions. Is that fair?
Yeah. And there's a lot of, you know, absolutely. And there's also just a lot of, you know, sort of, you know, a little bit of chaos and randomness in all this too. You know, maybe if there had been another big news story on that same day that Eddie had done that, they wouldn't have worked out, or maybe it would have, you know, taken off even more. It's very unpredictable.
Does it also? So we shouldn't. If we go to the site now, like, if let's say you're a libertarian, right? And you go to the site and you go to the subreddit on libertarian politics. The success of that particular subreddit is partly a reflection of, you know, whoever the person is who started it, to the degree that they've, you know, kind of continued to garden the conversation. And some of it is, you know, these systems, Eric, that you guys have in place to, you know, make sure that people, you know, sort of stick to the ground rules of conversation on the site, right? But it isn't necessarily, you know, the case that that's got to be all the libertarians on Reddit or over there or anything like that.
Correct. In fact, one example of that is there are, you know, there's a big anarchism subreddit, and then there's a bunch of smaller branches and kind of offshoots of the anarchism subreddit. So sometimes, you know, even people who all, you know, self-identify as anarchists, there's green anarchists, or there's, you know, anarchists of a different mindset with different, you know, who think the Reddit should be about something else, and they split and they link to each other or not. And we do have that. You know, as things get more popular, you see things kind of split off,
right.
Or you see new things form that either are in, you know, competition because they don't think that. I mean, that's the other thing too. If you're in the libertarian subreddit and you think, this person isn't really doing a good job, it's way too many, you know, kind of pointless rants and not enough, like, real discussion or real, you know, sort of policy debate, you can start your own called, you know, the real libertarian or, you know, libertarian policy debate or whatever, right?
Right, go ahead. I'm sorry, go ahead, finish the thought.
So I was going to say, you asked a question about this earlier, sort of the organization and the taxonomy, there is none, essentially. So it's all organic. So some subreddits choose to link to each other, and some don't. You know? So it's all, you know, these sort of links, you know, all the links on the Occupy Wall Street subreddit to all the specific, you know, Occupy Chicago, Denver, et cetera. All those are because the moderator of Occupy Wall Street kind of put those in the sidebar. It's not an inherent connection or linkage.
Right. And you can have more than one moderator, right? For a subreddit, you could share that role with other people.
Oh yeah, some of the big ones have, you know, 10 moderators, and they make sure they have people in all the, you know, different time zones. So if people have a question or submit, you know, so they make sure they have, you know, full coverage, which is much better than we at Reddit do sometimes. So.
Right. And
it's a lot of work.
Last question for you, Eric. Is there anywhere on the site where Reddit itself sort of offers pointers to people who are not just, you know, new users, but people who are also like, okay, I'm thinking of starting a subreddit. Are there any sort of helpful how-tos that people should go read?
Yeah. So if you have etiquette, which is, you know, sort of our version of etiquette, and it goes into a lot of the sort of, you know, nuts and bolts of how to participate in the community and the guidelines.
We lost you there for a second. Could you just repeat that again?
So in the footer, there's a link to Reddiquette, our version of etiquette, and that has some good guidelines for participating in the community, kind of what's allowed and not allowed, as well as just some sort of cultural things. There's also a help section in the footer and an FAQ, and those also, you know, get into some of the questions. But, you know, the best thing is just to kind of read the comments, and if you have a question, you know, go ahead and ask it, and people will help kind of guide you to the right place if you're not in it.
Well, amazing, amazing. It's a wonderful community that you're nurturing there. Any last comments you want to make, Eddie?
Don't be afraid of going to use Reddit. Not that anyone's actually afraid, but it's one of the great things about Reddit is there's not much to get started. You don't have to provide any sort of identification or anything like that. You make a username and a password, and all of a sudden you're a member of Reddit, and then it's very easy to just start your own subreddit. So go in there and, you know, if you want to use it, just go in there and play around. There's not much slowing you down.
Wow, fantastic. This has been incredibly interesting. Go ahead, Eric. Yeah?
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, I just wanted to say that, like, this is a generation of users, and not just on Reddit, but kind of on these sort of internet communities where people have seen things, and whether it's a meme or a joke or whether it's something like what Eddie's done or whether it's, you know, some of the Occupy Wall Street stuff online, they've seen things go from, like, zero to, you know, big and having a real impact. They've seen it happen. So they've experienced these things growing. They've experienced the sort of snowball effect, and they've experienced things that, you know, beforehand people would have thought wasn't possible. So, you know, I'm really excited to see, you know, how that affects, you know, everything this sort of generation is doing. And I encourage everyone to, you know, this is a community that has seen the impossible happen, so they're ready to help, you know, make some impossible things happen.
Well, we will be watching, and I'm sure a lot of us will also be diving in and participating, and I think a little better informed having been able to spend the last hour with you guys. Thank you both, Eric Martin, General Manager of Reddit, and Eddie Geller, a Redditor who started the Open Source Democracy Foundation on the site. Thanks, everybody else, for listening for this last hour to the Personal Democracy Plus conference call. See you online. Thanks, guys. It's been our pleasure. Hope our paths cross again soon.